Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Universal Energy Radio. This is The Lois Effect. My name is Alisa.
My name is Liz. How are you, girl?
Good. Hold on, my headset is okay.
What's going on?
All right.
You okay?
I'm good. I'm good now. It's a
She's
little
very
twist
good.
Here. It's all good.
Yay.
So, good morning.
Good morning. So I want to, unless you tell me that we need to do something else, I want to very briefly respond to an email that came late yesterday from a listener.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw that this
yeah.
morning.
So there's I do want to address it. But I do want to say we do this show. We've been doing it now for, I think, 11 years, even before podcasting was a thing. See, you and I, we're like trendsetters. Hello. And, yeah, we used to call it internet radio. So we used to call it the radio show. But, you know, we've been doing a podcast for 11 years, and it is our pleasure. It is our service. It is what makes us good at what we do, because it's our place to practice these energies and these modalities that have come to us. However, when we get an email that's really, really long and very much about the story, I'm going to streamline it out of courtesy for the listener. And this doesn't warrant a private reading. this warrants a friendly response, which Alisa and I are happy to give. But it's hard when this is a show for everybody to focus on such a long, very detailed email. So I'm going to be very concise. So basically, this listener, and I'm going to call her Wendy, because she has three names here. So the first one name is Wendy. So Wendy, you know who you are. So the first section is talking about, and I do this, you know, pay rent through an automatic payment portal. And anyway, so they were asked to pay a late fee, and the question being asked to us is if the apartment management will agree to waive the late fee. I guess there was some glitch with the third-party website. My sense is that the apartment management will not waive the late fee, although the late fee could maybe go away. But you're going to have to do a little work to contact the portal in which you paid the rent, because the error is on their end. And unfortunately, the management company probably won't want to be bothered with that. So that's my gut feeling with issue number one. It could go away, but I don't think it's going to go away from the apartment management. Okay, then she goes into purchasing very expensive hearing aids from a hearing insurance company. It sounded like the person who was in customer service was not very kind, or she was very impatient, and I think she really wasn't best accommodating your needs as a person with a hearing issue. And the woman did recommend that you call the office where you purchased the hearing aids and work with them. And that I feel that maybe you get somebody to call that office on your behalf. Because even though you said it may not be realistic because the hearing aids caused pain, you're a dissatisfied customer. And usually a place that manufactures certain things want to make things right. So I think get somebody else to call the hearing aid a place where they were purchased on your behalf. But the woman from the first woman who was very impatient with you, forget about her. Get somebody to call the place that the hearing aids come from to call on your behalf to get an exchange, a replacement, another set, a different set at a reduced price. You need somebody to advocate for you. I would think that they would have the accommodation for TTY calling if their customer base are people with hearing loss, hearing issues. One would think, if not, get someone to call on your behalf. So, again, we can't accelerate or skip over steps when it comes to policies that are very strict when you're dealing with a portal that is glitchy to pay a late fee for rent, a bad customer service person from the insurance. If anything, you have to go right to the source. So, and that's really what it is, go right to the source. Go right to the source, the first go around the third party payment portal. That's the source of the issue. And then the source of the issue is wherever the hearing aids came from. That's the source. And I would dare say this, we have to always go back to source, meaning the energetic source, which fuels all of this. And I like to focus on that as opposed to the narrative and opposed to the story. It's about what you deserve, what you are entitled to, and to not fight with that, but to flow with that and to take calm steps of action towards that. And you did talk about, you might call the insurance company to speak with the supervisor. I would do that because this person was not kind and should be reported. And I think that's fine. So, and the Department of Insurance would want to evaluate the situation. You asked if they would be angry. It's not about if they would be angry or not. It's about them making things right. So I hope this unpacked it for you, Wendy. But that, I think, really go to the source of where these issues originated. So you kind of have to circle back and retrace your steps, deal with the source. More importantly, deal with the energetic source that is supporting you. Okay?
Very nice. Makes sense.
Right. And if you are a listener to this show, then you know what we're talking about. So I'm going to leave it there. And unless you want to jump in with anything, Elisa, I just wanted to unpack it, because there was a lot to unpack.
Yeah, I saw that this morning, and I'm like, there's a lot. No, but I think you're right. I mean, everything makes sense. It sounds like something that I would have to do on behalf, like with my aunt, who's elderly, it's comprehending and understanding the next steps, and it's tedious, and you can feel the injustice of, the portal information was all. You can get into all of that. But at the end of the day, there are ways to, mitigate that and to make it right. But money and energy is still going to have to be spent at some point along the process when it comes to stuff like that,
Right.
I think that was very thorough. Good job.
Yeah. That's what she does. Yeah. So I just wanted to deal with that, and
good luck to her. Hopefully those steps in getting someone who will advocate on your behalf to speak with the people that they need to on your behalf, and that everything is explained as thoroughly as possible. I think same thing, kind of be willing to see the bigger picture. Like, is it worth it to put all your energy and animosity possibly towards, a system or a person when that's, what's the bigger picture here? Like, you want to be able to hear, you want to be able to hear better. You want to have these hearing aids work. If they're not going to work, or if it's not a company that you want to, because she put in some extra stuff in there, like she's purchased from this company before, I want to say. So anyway.
Yeah, it's customer service, you know. And it's a customer service issue, and it's also an issue of accommodation. And unfortunately, and this has been an issue that is as pervasive as many other disparaging things. It's as pervasive as racism. It's lack accommodation for someone who has a disability, and it's exhausting. And for most of the world. Most of the world is clueless until it affects them or a loved one directly.
Right.
And the irony is that with many, many, many people, over time, and I'm speaking in generalizations, over time, over age, over the decline of health sometimes, by default, many, many people become disabled. And I think it's an unconscious fear, so they don't want to look at it, and they want to bury their heads in the sand. And then you wake up, and here you are. I have a dear friend who is now transitioning into hospice care, and this person can no longer walk. So there you go. Mm. And I might have mentioned this on Tuesday show, maybe I did, maybe I didn't, I don't, maybe I did, because we had a bunch of phone calls that day too, I don't know, but anyway, I had woken up like Sunday or Monday, I woke up with a couple of cold sores, and I wasn't surprised, because I got the news about my friend shifting into the hospice conversation, and it's a devastating to me, because the condition that he finds himself in could have been preventable, but that's his path, that's what he's doing. All I can do is love him and support him and not judge him. So I named these cold sores after him. it's his collection, and on Tuesday, I had a date, and I'm like, oh, right, this is great, and I'm really proud of myself, and the good thing is that I'm still choosing to wear a mask. I mean, the mask mandate's still going on, and even though I'm still wearing a mask, or whatever.
Sure.
So I'm like, well, I'm not mad, and it's not like I look hideous, but they're there, and I'm very proud of myself, because under different circumstances, or if it was a different person that I'm dealing with, I really credit the integrity and the kindness of who I was seeing with this. If it was anybody else, I would have made an excuse and I would have bowed out.
Mm-hmm.
But because I'm so close to this person, we have a history of friendship from 100 years ago, and now we've reconnected a couple months ago, and we're having so much fun, I didn't really give it a second thought. All I could do was take care of them. All I could do when I've had other situations is go right to the source. So to go back to our listener, Wendy, I went back to the source, and I was just telling my body that I appreciated it, that I loved it, that I understood this was my body's way of coping with the stress of COVID, being a single mom, working, being a caregiver to my mother, making sure my kids are good, especially my young one, who I do worry about more than I don't worry about him. And now that I have a dear friend that's making their transition, and I'm in a new relationship. So there's a lot of moving parts all the time. So I understood. I didn't panic. I didn't even bother attempting to cover them up with any sort of makeup or whatever. I just accepted them. The recipe looked amazing. Dare I say, because she puts it together. And, you know, you don't know me a long time. It has nothing to do whether I was married, not married, you know, whatever, working, not working. I like to just, I have a look. I've had a look my whole life. I still like to work the look. So that's just me. That's just how I like to express myself. So anybody that knows me, whether I'm involved with somebody or not, she just likes to put it together. So I had myself together. It was this glorious, glorious early spring day in New York. And to see signs of it coming back to life. And I spent some time on my own at the place where we were going to meet. We're going to meet at the there's an iconic park in New York City called Washington Square Park. So I'm there. I'm making calls. I'm doing work, whatever. And I know that these sores are strategically placed on my face, I mean on my mouth, but not bad, but there. And we link up. The joy, the laughter, the lightness, the appreciation of what was around us, the silliness, because we go back to right when we're kids, because we know each other for like 18, 19 years old, just that silliness, that secret language that only one would understand if they're very close to somebody or were close and that's coming back. And it was just this fun adventure. And we go to a kiosk we both wanted iced coffee. It's what's really crazy. There must be some past life because there's like 98% every similar, like in terms of food preferences or what you feel like doing or like everything, like lining up in ways that it's weird. So there's a kiosk and there's a barista. And it was really cool. It had these old fashioned like lights around it. It just looked magical. And we're like, yeah, we're gonna get coffee here. And the barista is playing. She's playing like old school like funk music. So of course, she and I start dancing. So I don't care. I'll dance. You know me. You see me. I don't care. I'll be. In public, if I hear music, I will start dancing. She and I start dancing. He starts dancing. So we're all dancing outside. We get our coffee. And so I am drinking my coffee unmasked, and I don't even care if he's really looking at those points on my face.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care. I didn't mention it. I didn't say it. I didn't hide it. I didn't mention it. Most of the time, we have to wear the mask anyway. So we were outside for a great period of time. And there is ferry service that you can take a ferry from one part of the city to the other, which I don't really do because I live on the opposite side of town. But he doesn't. So perfect. So we took a ferry from where we were back to his place. So, hello, I know this situation, but I wasn't even about my face. I wasn't even worried about it. Just allowing things to flow and to just be and to have no resistance whatsoever. So then we got to his house because we were going to hang out there before going out to dinner. But, of course, in the apartment, the masks are coming off, so I'm sitting down at the table, take off my jacket, take off my mask, and I said, so maybe twice a year this happens to me, because just a little bit too much, is a little more than I can bear is going on. And fortunately, he knew the wife of my friend who's now in hospice.
Oh.
He knew her. I think he met him like once 100 years ago. So he knows the back, which is so great. Like he knows the backstory. Like we have a lot of context. So he knew I was very upset when I first got the news the other day, because I think I was actually on the bus going home from taking care of my mom when I got this information, and I think and I was crying on the bus, and I think the first person I texted to share that with was him. So he was, you know, aware of what was going on. So thank goodness for dim lighting. So it was getting dark, so like it wasn't like bright in the apartment, as opposed to the harsh light of day, some bright in the apartment. And I said, so this happens. I really want you to be comfortable. Yes, I am going to miss kissing you, but I just think the right thing to do is to not do that. Mm-hmm. And I feel so thankful that I, because of you as a person, that I didn't want to, that's not reason to cancel, and I would have canceled this amazing time that we just had. That it was magical. It was so much fun. I would have missed out on that because I was going to resist what was going on and therefore maybe make it worse or cover it up with makeup or what, no, this is what's happening. And we had a blast, and it didn't matter. And then we went out to eat after, you know, after we hung out for a little bit, we went out to eat after, laughed so hard I was crying because of what was going on around us. There was a table of some very privileged people, and the way that they were talking and the way that they were, just their sense of importance, we just found it so funny. Like it just, we were just hysterical laughing the whole time. So it didn't have to be this situation of I have to hide this flaw or I'm ugly or nope. It was, if anything, it was quite the opposite. And I feel that, like, when I guess when I got home, I said to myself, wow, you really crossed the threshold, because in doing that and not hiding that, I became secure in the relationship.
Mm.
And yeah. I don't know yet, you know what I mean? And that was unexpected. I just wanted to just do the work of being present and not resisting what is. I can't, you know, what are you going to do? If it's like resisting you, if you stub your toe, you're not going to resist that it's going to hurt. It hurts.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to say, ow. Yeah. And that shifted the energy where prior to that, I would have slight little waves, not often, but slight little occasional waves of insecurity or doubt or what. Yeah. And I have no reason to. That's just me being neurotic. I have no reason to, because he's done nothing but show me, you know, that this is as special to him as it is to me. So special, in my opinion, that the predominant force that I'm leaning toward is the sanctity of the friendship.
Right.
And that to me is like, listen, you're one of my dearest friends. And you and I, we love each other. We support each other. We flow with each other.
Mm-hmm.
Right. It doesn't mean that we're going to have to be checking in 10 times a day or whatever, but we flow and we're there for each other. And when we see each other in person, it's so much fun, and it just flows. It is what it is. Those are with relationships, those friendships that bring you joy. You flow
right
with them. So why can't you do that with a romantic relationship? Why can't you flow with that?
That would be nice. Exactly.
That's my experiment. That's my experiment. Mm-hmm. So if I was hanging out with you and it's COVID, we have the mask on and we dance with the barista and we're having coffee and then, you know, you come up, you're visiting me or you come to my house. I take this off and I'm like, look at this. Yeah. Look, so I call it, I'm going to be a little graphic, people, but you know, I do that in the showtime. And I'm going to call my friend by name because he's dying and he's not going to care. And he's actually has been a fan of this show. He used to listen to us. So Richard, I know you're not listening. And if you were listening, I would say this to your face if you were listening. But I call this the Richard Rosen Cold Sore Cock Block Collection. So,
oh my God!
Yeah, well, he would appreciate that, Richard. That joke was for you. Yeah, yes. He designed these beautiful cold sores. Thank you, Richard Rosen. I love you.
My goodness.
He was a listener. Anyway, I know he's not listening now because he's half in, half out. Poor thing. But I think he is, it's probably today, or if not tomorrow, that hospice will take place in his home. I know that the hospital bed has been set up in his apartment. He's no longer able to walk. It's an old, old building with no elevator, so he'll probably have to be carried up in a stretcher. And maybe I'll have the opportunity, if I'm allowed to. His mother doesn't like me very much, and I know she's going to be there. Mm. So, because she knows how, you know, she's insecure, so whatever. But I will respect what she needs and... You know, we'll just take it, again, flowing with things. I will flow with that. So flowing with things is not to ignore them. It's you do your due diligence. You do your inspired action. But how do we flow and fold into it? And in that flowing state, that's what minimizes and lowers the resistance. And even if it's contrast, today is Thursday. The date was Tuesday. And I would say... the cold sores are 50% less than they were on Tuesday.
Wow.
Because I'm loving them, I'm flowing them. And they will be, I know they'll be totally gone by Saturday, which is perfect timing. I'm participating in a Latinx photo essay that a friend of mine who's a brilliant photographer is doing for a branch of the Smithsonian. I also need a new press picture, so that's really why I'm doing it, but, you know, I'm going to contribute. So I know that they're going to be totally gone by Saturday, and that's when I need them to be gone. I'm getting my picture taken. So I'm flowing with it. But that's,
nice.
You know, the joy of just the wisdom of just flowing, even though there are things that you want to resist. Nobody wants to walk around with the jacked up face, especially when, you know, they're going on a date with somebody that they're really into. Nobody wants, but I'm so proud of myself. I would have, and it's to his credit, I would have never, you know, with the other guys that I dated and stuff, I just, and they would have been like, oh, what's that, gonorrhea? You know what I mean? What's that? You know what I mean? I was like, no, this is not an STD. This is a, or it's an STD, but it's a stress traumatic disorder. You know, it's not a sexually transmitted disease. Yeah, yeah. Too many things going on, and your body will react.
Right.
That's it. So taking care of business. That's it.
That's your timer.
No, that's it. Yeah, that means I gotta tell. Yeah. Oh, and listen, that one, and I'm going to say this before I wake him up. That one, this is the second time he's done this during COVID, and I prayed for sleep last night. I just knew. I said, God, please let me sleep because I haven't been sleeping well. So out of exhaustion, I passed out. I was tracking him. You have to come home. And I knew he was on his way home, so I'm like, he's okay, he's safe, and thank goodness I passed out. Well, he didn't get home till after 2 o'clock in the morning because he fell asleep on the subway for the second time in the last 6 months.
Oh, my God.
I was like, you do that again during COVID? So, yeah. So, yes, come along, folks. Say, wake up my child. So you keep talking. If it gets wet, I'll mute myself because, listen, this is just – I'm just – see, again, I'm flowing.
Oh, my
gosh. She's flowing with the life. Yeah, she's flowing. Yeah. Yeah, I may mute.
Okay.
Hi,
okay.
You got to log on to school, honey. Okay. All right, you got it? You got it? Okay, no absences. All right, done. Okay. Flowing with it. Yeah.
Goodness gracious.
Yeah, he's fine because he says, Dad got home at 2 o'clock in the morning. Anyway.
God, that's crazy.
Yeah, that's my life in a nutshell. There you go.
Well, my life is not as crazy.
Well, that's good.
Although I was watching my niece yesterday. Head out there today as well. She's on spring break, so I'm watching her. Mm-hmm. And she is she pulled my phone out of my back pocket and pressed.
What did she do?
She pressed the home button, and I guess it went to emergency contacts and started dialing my dad's cell phone.
Oh my God.
And so, I mean, I noticed that it was on. Oh, wait a minute. So let me, you know, I ended that call. And then I said, oh, well,
Jesus.
Let me go ahead and let's FaceTime them. And they pick up. And so, of course, they love seeing her. You know, they love
you
seeing
played.
Her.
Right.
And yeah. And then my dad decides to tell me, he's like, oh, so we're looking at a cruise in November. I'm like, oh,
when?
Okay.
December?
November.
Oh, November.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's when you usually go, right?
Well, yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's very eager to get something in motion. So here's the interesting thing. I'm going to back up because I had a dream that I guess it was that morning or that the night before where I'm with my parents and we're driving. I'm driving them around. So I don't know. It looks like some regular city, but then I think I had to walk through a mall and there was a mention of it being an Egyptian holiday. And so I'm like, oh, it's like that wasn't going to affect what was going on in the mall. And so I had to explain that to my parents because I think they were waiting for me. And I was also doing numbers. We sat down at a restaurant and there were some additional people there. One was like this, U.S. women's national team soccer star, who wanted me to do numbers for. It seemed like it was for a child that she's going to have, I don't know. She's in her late 30s. She and her husband, you know, kind of do their own thing. They don't seem to want to do, you know, have kids. But anyway, I was doing numbers for her. On a name, and the name was Sean, like SHWN Brazil. That was a name, Sean Brazil. And I'm like, okay. And I was like, this is wild. I'm doing numbers for you know Carly Lloyd. That's pretty cool. I didn't think she wanted to have kids. So anyway, I didn't know what any of that was about. And then I talked to my parents. My dad's mentioning this cruise that starts in Greece because they had been talking about it, Greece, and then ends in Dubai.
Get out of here.
And
oh, that sounds amazing.
A couple of stops along the way are in Egypt.
Stop it. Look at you plugged in. You are plugged in. That's beautiful.
So here's the other kind of consideration is my mother who was scheduled last year around this time for knee replacement surgery is back on.
Oh,
for
wow.
it in a couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And so she had, you know, was in the background, oh, I thought we were going in February. I thought that trip was going to be in February.
Mm-hmm.
So there are a few dates for that cruise, you know, one in February. And so I just, you know, had dad looked at some of the stuff last night because he's already put a hold on it. Like, like, we're going to put some money down. You know, I think we're going to take it.
He is not playing.
I knew it. When he kind of mentioned it to me, I'm like, oh, okay. I said, you know, we'll make it work. I think, like, within, like, because he sent me one email, and then, like, 45 minutes later, probably after we talked, he had already, I think, put money down.
Inspired action. I love your dad.
That's how my dad works.
It.
But now I'm kind of curious, because I'm wondering if, one, we know with my mom's knee replacement surgery, that's not a, you know, it's not like, we back and running in, you know, a couple weeks. That's, you know, months of rehabilitation. And regardless of what type of cruise or travel we're going to do, you know, she needs to be able to walk around.
Right.
And I'm looking at some of these excursions. I'm like, yeah, I want to be out in the desert. I want to, you know.
Oh, my
God.
My whole life, I always wanted to go. That's the birthplace of theater. My whole life, I've always wanted to go there. God, the food. I'm so happy for you guys.
So I'm wondering if,
yes,
if it's going to happen in November, or if we're going to wait until
when's
February.
When's the Mother's Day happening?
April 22nd.
All right. So then April, so May, June, July, August, September. October. I mean, that's 7 months.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But she's also 83 years old, so, you know.
Right. Right. But you know what, though? It's amazing how the cellular intelligence of the body, you know, you guys would be very aware as to, you know, pick and choose the type of excursions, and maybe you would do some of the more rigorous ones on your own, and then you can tell them all about it or what have you. Yeah, I see my mom practically every day, and I am taking her to the doctor tomorrow to see her cardiologist and sort of get a report card as to what needs to be done next and where she's at. And the difference now is that she will be winded.
Mm-hmm.
So, but she's very aware. And I was telling her, I said to her yesterday, that you're very aware of what you need to do when you need to stop and take some deep breaths and know not to push yourself, and you're being good with your medication and all these things. But her coloring is astounding, meaning like she looks well and healthy, and she still has the energy and the willingness, but she knows that she's still in a fragile state. So I think you're, just from what I'm feeling energetically with your mom, I feel that if you and whoever on her behalf do like remote conversation with the affected areas and also her body, mind, spirit, I mean, she's afraid, you know, obviously.
Right.
And she's concerned. So that's where some of the resistance is going to come in. But I think that she, as long as she doesn't feel pressure to heal, and that's the key.
Right.
If she doesn't feel pressure, and I don't know if she would think because of the trip or because of, you know, whatever dynamic. They have a good marriage, but there's like a point of contention in there that they both have sort of learned to sort of live with, but has become sort of normalized. That normalization, that point of contention, the aspiring goal is for that to be neutralized. Because to just allow it to be where it is might make things more challenging than they need to be. Mm-hmm. So if there's an approach of that it's about her taking her time and knowing that her body's going to heal the way that it needs to, as long as she doesn't feel like it's pressure, that the trip is more important than her knee.
Right.
You know what I mean? For that earlier timeline, I mean, she feels like it gives her some breathing room, which is probably why she's, I don't want to say she's panicked, but it might come across like that, or mm-hmm. it might come across as a little more highly charged rather than panic, because
mm-hmm.
She doesn't want to let anybody down.
Oh.
But she also doesn't want to feel pressure.
Right. Right.
So if that could be, like, there could be, like, a flow. Again, the theme of today's show is just folding into it, flowing into it, you know, not minimizing what's going on, not resisting that, that would really accelerate her healing process. But and then you could do, like, remote work on her behalf. You know, just talking, just saying, okay, I'm going to bypass mom, and I'm going to go right to the joints and the ligaments and the, you know.
Yeah.
Whatever, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And also anything that has collagen in it. So, and I know in Latin cooking and Filipino cooking, that's really easy. You know, throw a bunch of oxtails in a stew or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's easy. But if she starts taking, and again, this is not coming from me, this is coming from whatever. Even if she's doing like bone broth
mm-hmm.
or whatever, that if she starts doing that now in anticipation of this, if she does it like as medicine, probably like forever, that would be really a nice stage to set for her surgery.
Hmm. I like it. And you just triggered something with the cooking because, well, this was more with the reading I had over the weekend at the psychic fair, you know, because that one woman was talking about there's something that, you know, cooking wise, and I don't know if she said it was a plant or if it was just, she didn't say specifically it was a plant.
Oh, yes, that's right.
That would help with the healing for me and my skin. So I'm like, And you know what? That night, I actually did have bone broth with shrimp.
Girl, if you could see me in person, I'm doing this with the eyes, like pointing to your eyes, pointing to my eyes. We see each other. Girl. We did not have this conversation. Girl. Wow. Maybe the two of y'all got to do like the bone broth.
Maybe.
Wow. Isn't that interesting? And that ties into that girl. And that ties into the reading that you just had the other day at the psychic fair, which I have nothing to do with that. So that's amazing. I love that. Love that.
Wow. I mean.
Love that.
Mm. I'm sure there's plenty of, you know, healing type foods. But, yeah, that's just come up. Like, okay, well, let me go with that. Because that soup was from a restaurant around the corner from us that specializes in, I guess it's Asian, it's kind of Asian inspired, but specifically like Korean, Korean food.
Mm-hmm.
But man, it was so good.
I'm
so
telling
good.
You, anything with my mother, again, because it's Latin culture, so it's very parallel to Filipino culture with the, in terms of food. Except without the Asian twist, but a lot of the basics are very, very parallel, and you know, you think about with cultures that are less affluent, they're going to use every part of the animal, so they're going to just whatever scraps of meat are left on the bone, they're going to throw all that in to flavor the food or to create a stew or a soup or whatever. But there's such, and it's so funny because now that's appropriated because now it's like, get the bone broth for $12 a cup. Right. Now that's been appropriated.
colonizers, right? That's been appropriated. Hello, that's our stuff. Hello, that's the scrap. Now you're taking the scrap.
Colonizer.
Right, colonizer. What do we have? Shoot. Right. 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 But whenever my mother makes like a soup like that. And she'll have like the stock will be made with the beef bones. I feel so nourished after I have that.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Yeah, and it's really easy to it's really easy to buy or to make or what have you, but interesting. That might be what the psychic was saying to you to incorporate into your diet.
That's what I'm thinking.
Girl, look at that. See?
So I think it can't hurt. I kind of like having soup, even though it's getting hotter here.
Mm-hmm.
I think when I'm doing the celery juice again, I'll probably go into making soups during the day.
Yeah.
I don't know if that seems to feel about right. And interestingly enough, because one of my friends, you met her, my friend Alex, who did work in the Middle East, she said that that's what they ended up making at the compound where she was. She was working for some military stuff. And
mm-hmm.
and the chef there, he always had soup in the cafeteria. And I'm like, when she first told me, I'm like, isn't it kind of hot? She's like, it's weird, but I really liked it. It's really nice to have the soup. I'm like, oh,
mm-hmm.
okay.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. And even my acupuncturist was saying, you know, she's like, I get it with the celery juice cause it's cooling. It's, you know, it's cold, but, she's like, you definitely want to balance that out with having, you know, a lot of tea and soup to kind of warm you up. Like, okay, that makes sense to me.
And also it's a direct infusion of nutrients because it's going right to, it's there.
Mm-hmm.
It's liquid. But interesting. Yeah.
Yeah, but these dreams, let me tell you what, that's just crazy.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh,
that's crazy.
Okay.
Egypt, well, that girl, you're plugged in, you know. I wasn't surprised that, you know, a cameo appearance is made by a soccer player because, hello, thank you.
Yeah, like this is like the straightest soccer player on the team. But,
I know, I'm laughing. I know, of course, it's going to be the straight one. Because you know, there you go. You'd like to take the long way home. There's a shortcut. Elisa's like, no, I'm good. I'm going to just take the long way home. Yeah, maybe she has a friend. Anyway. and then this soccer player was pregnant, right?
No, she wasn't pregnant. I think.
Was somebody pregnant?
No, I don't think she was. I mean, but she wanted either, you know, maybe she was like, oh, she does like kids. She, well, I don't think she is like focused on her career. Like she's like going to be 38 when the Olympics come around this year, and she's hoping to make the team.
She's not playing.
She's,
oh, good for her.
You know,
good
you know
for her.
She's
oh.
scrappy, you know. So she's the feeling was either it's like someone's kid that's on the way, or maybe she's adopting. I don't know. That was the sort of the vibe I got. Every so often when I get dreams with celebrities in them, I have no idea what they mean. Like it's not like days later, oh, Carly Lloyd pregnant, you know. It's never like that. But
no, it's usually symbolic of, you know, in this case,
right.
It's something it's a preference. You know, you
right.
You're a fan of the team, you're a fan of the sport,
mm-hmm.
You follow them. No, it's very, very interesting. But yeah, you're taking the long way home, but you're on your way home nonetheless. Because I'm still sticking to my story, Many years later, she's still sticking to it. Yeah.
Well, one of the readers had said that, She was like, I don't think the person that you're, you know, as far as someone that you're going to meet is someone who's in the area, but that you will meet her,
mm-hmm.
like, She's like the Caribbean, like, you know, when you're traveling. And I'm like, okay, well, we haven't done that. We did the Caribbean like years ago. But I'm like, okay, well, whatever, you know. And she said, it has to be a time when you're not having to manage, like you're not having to do your work remotely. Like you can just be. Okay.
Right, but there might be an area of Greece that they call the Caribbean of Greece. You don't know. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't have to be literal.
Oh, I know.
Like they call the Gulf Coast, don't they call it like the Redneck Caribbean or Redneck
Riviera.
Or Redneck whatever. Right. So you know what I'm saying? So it doesn't have to be literally the Caribbean, but that could be in there. Just saying. Just don't know. Right.
I don't.
Redneck Riviera, I think.
Yeah. That's why I said Redneck Riviera.
Right.
Anyway, that's...
That's interesting. All right. So,
yeah.
So she's finally, because I was the only one, am I the only police dog? I'm the only hound dog that's sniffing. I sniffed this out like 10 years ago. Like, hello. Finally, somebody picked up on you meeting some. Finally. I've been waiting. For God's sake. That's interesting. What else did they say? That was it?
Yeah, I mean, because that was like near the end of the reading.
Okay.
Was not, you know, so it was not like, that wasn't the focus. My focus was on getting the house.
I know. But what I'm saying is for me, because I've been lone wolf with this situation, for me, I'm just, you know, tickled that another reader picked up on you meeting somebody, you know, because I picked up on it like 10 years ago. So I'm like, thank you. Yeah. So thank you, girl, whoever you are, reader person. Thank you. All right. Right. So the next thing is you meet that person and then you tell me if that person has children in one shape or form or another.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it doesn't matter how old the children are. That's irrelevant because I picked that up ages ago. And when that happens, that's when I'll fall off my chair. Finally. Amen. And we'll see what happens. Oh, yeah. All right. My goodness. But that's great, though. Okay, so bone broth. That was a takeaway. So Isabel, the baby.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I just laughed thinking when you talk about a baby being on spring break, I just think, like, what? They're like in the kiddie pool, like topless in the kiddie pool. Woo! I mean, what are they doing, spring break? What are they doing? You know, sharing bottles. I mean, what are they doing? I don't get it. But they're so smart. I swear to God, kids, we were not as smart as the kids of today. These kids, I mean, they're like little aliens. I'm sorry. These kids are little mini geniuses. So how long did it take before you realized she had your phone?
Oh, I knew it because she was trying to get it. We were sitting down. Well, I was sitting down, and she was, you know, toddling around like she did. And so she, when I'm around her, I like to play music. I'll have like Amazon Prime Music, you know, streaming. It's usually some Hawaiian something or another. And I'll just have it playing. I'll just stick it in my pocket. So, you know, wherever we go, we have a little bit of music.
Nice.
And so when I sat down, it was in my back pocket. When I sat down, I don't know what the situation was, but she ended up on the couch and she was also behind me and she noticed it was in my back pocket. So she starts digging for it.
That's so smart.
And, you know, and it doesn't bother me. The phone's on lock, but, you know, if you do press that button,
hello,
the emergency stuff happens. And I'm like, oh, okay. But so because the Montessori school where she goes is on spring break, so they needed somebody to watch her because obviously
baby's gone wild, right?
Yeah,
right.
So I'm, you know, this will be day three. I didn't watch her on Monday, but I think they thought they could handle it. They could kind of trade off, and they're like,
no. That's a nice idea. No.
So she's she is, you know, I would say she's walking, but she's kind of running because she just wants to go.
Oh my
and,
God.
And she has to still negotiate steps. Now, the new house where she's at, the living area is like a sunken living area. So there's like a little, like maybe an inch of a step and then another regular step. So it's kind of weird. It's one of those, not my favorite thing because it's like, just put a regular step there, you know, either, you know,
right.
or do whatever it is, make it even. But, so she kind of catches herself.
Mm-hmm.
She'll put the brakes on and she'll kind of tip over and then she's unsteady anyway. So I have
mm-hmm.
to keep an eye on her. We all have to make sure she doesn't fall down these two steps, like a step and a half.
Oh,
into the living space. But you know, she's just figuring out her body, and you know, she's like dealing with kids, like teenagers who are going through puberty, like they're all lanky and you know, just you know, stuff doesn't quite work the right way until they get used to it. So for her, she's growing, she's very mobile. She's getting her teeth in. She's got one little tooth on her bottom that's jutting
Aww.
Out, so she's chewing on everything, and so she picked up some kind of, you know, snotty thing from one of her classmates a few days
right.
ago. So she'd just do this sneeze and it's like everything's out. I'm like, whoa. So
oh,
you know,
that's fun
yeah. So I'm like wearing like really raggedy clothes because I'm
exactly.
gonna get snot all over it.
Exactly.
And she's just amazing. I mean,
she's so cute.
She's super cute. She is super cute. I mean, I'm exhausted at the end of the day, but
of course you are. Yeah.
Totally worth it to spend time with her. And it was just so funny when she was dialing. She's just like, you're calling your Lolo and your Lola. And of course they loved hearing from her. They loved seeing her.
Of course.
Her.
That was a bright spot to their day.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
So.
Oh my God.
Yeah. She's good. She likes to go in. There's a mud room in this house. This house
mm-hmm.
is just ginormous to me, but she likes to go in that room because that's where the dog's food is, like the bowls
uh-huh.
and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so she's like, she has to keep an eye on her because she'll put her hand in like in the water bowl. She'll put her hand
oh,
in
God.
The dog food bowl.
Of course
she'll
she will.
Be hand a little kibble, you know, she'll have like in her death grip, you know, she's into holding on to stuff. She'll pick up rocks outside. She'll pick up acorns and,
Aww.
Yeah. But there is a spot and there's a corner in that mud room that she always goes to. So I'm wondering like what kind of energy is there.
Yeah.
She always wants to go there.
Interesting.
So
because
yeah.
They're so they see things and. Yeah, that at that age, excuse me. So she's drawn that there. Yeah, it must be. It, you know, I believe it's a vortex of some kind.
Mhm. Yeah.
Mhm. As opposed to an outside energy, I'm not really getting that so much. But it's like an energy. Like it's like a. I don't know. Where it is, what's underneath the surface, but it's like an energy center as opposed to an outside energy. Like it's not like an entity or anything. It's like it's different
yeah.
than that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. There are definitely portals, you know, that, you know, usually my cat would trip open, but yeah, she likes to go to that corner. So I don't know. I don't know a lot about portals.
No, I don't either.
And how they affect, you know, people and especially little babies, especially this one who's
mm-hmm.
incredibly powerful.
Mm-hmm.
So I may have to look into that. I don't think there's anything
yeah.
wrong, but
no,
it's
there's
more
nothing wrong. No, there's
and,
absolutely nothing wrong. And does light hit that area? Because I don't know.
Yeah, I mean it's one of the lightest because
oh,
of just
see,
by
got,
virtue.
Okay, thank you. Okay, I got that. Thank you. Okay, so you just confirmed that. So there's yeah. If anything, that would be a good healing spot. Like if she wants to be there, like sit there and maybe put her on your lap
mm-hmm.
and just take in, it might be very grounding or healing because
mm-hmm.
I got like a lot of light coming through there. And you just confirm that. So, yeah, if she wants to go there, like, follow her lead.
That's all we can do.
Right. I mean, hello. I mean, what a silly thing to say, because you really don't have a choice. But
yeah.
How interesting. Well, have a great time with her today.
Yeah.
And you can tell us about it on Tuesday. So if you guys need to get a hold of us, you can send an email to loablend@gmail.com. And we're scheduled to be back on the air this coming Tuesday at 8:30 a.m. United States Eastern Time. As always, take good care of yourselves and each other. And let the light do the work, and to brighter days ahead. Thank you so much. Love you.
Love y'all. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
That you love me, yeah.